yo, mother truckers. Welcome to a brand spanking all new episode of the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. /listen if you want to hear this shit when it's happening, which is every day on the 7s West Coast, on the 10s East Coast, meaning every day, 7 in the morning, 7 in the p.m., you get the Hollywood Hick coming straight to your ear holes, y'all. I ain't making that shit up. And if that ain't enough for you, you can even hear the previous episode at midnight. So if it's a Tuesday episode running, you can hear the Friday previous one at midnight right here on the Crab Diving Network, y'all. Who thought? Right here coming at you from Hollywood, California, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, sitting in the Florida room. Beautiful mother trucking day out here in Hollywood. It is really nice. I'm sitting here enjoying me a nice little glass of water because I still have not recovered from the Barry Manilow experience extravaganza. If anybody bothered to pay attention to my attempt at a live tweet, I apologize up front because I discovered in the course of trying to live tweet an event, I'm not very good at it. That's the thing. And two, it's because I drink too much. Because what would happen is I would come up with a funny tweet, I would start to tweet it, and then my dumbass friend who was with me would talk to me, and every time she did that shit, I'd forget what I wanted to say, so I didn't have anything witty to say because I couldn't keep it in my head long enough because I had too many cocktails, which is also a danger of having a friend who works at the joint who can hook you up with a cocktail on the cheap, because the Hollywood Hick loves a cheap to free cocktail. It's like one of my favorite things in the whole world, and that's why it happens. So I attempted to live tweet. I did send some tweets, I think. I think by the end of it, I was just sending emoticons or something, whatever. Embarrassing. The Hollywood Hick, me, Brent Paris, is embarrassed at my inability to live tweet while I'm completely hammered. But like the good kind of hammered, because I was having a blast. Barry Manilow fucking got it, y'all. If you have a chance to see this old motherfucker before he like kicks a bucket, you should do it, because it was pretty damn good for a 77 year old fella. He done good as far as the Hick was concerned. The only thing is his face does not move, y'all. His face does not move. It ain't Botox. I think it was a Botox / plastic surgery thing, because like everything from the top lip up never moved. Never moved from what I could tell. I was watching the screens. I mean, I wasn't sitting right front row, but there's big old giant screens up and I was watching them, and his face was plastered all over him, close-up style. And me and my friend that was with me, Lisa, we were like, his face is not moving. And I think I might have tweeted that early on. Whatever. I failed at my live tweet at the Barry Manilow concert. I apologize to anyone who was looking forward to something that did not materialize on account of the Hollywood Hick drinks too much sometimes, y'all, and I have a blast doing it. I mean, I'll talk about how sometimes it gets me in trouble, but more times than not, it doesn't. And lately, I mean, and in my older age, I've gotten better at learning when to shut the fuck up, because apparently you got to learn to shut the fuck up or you get throwed the fuck out. Just ask Kim Richards, right? Y'all know who she is, right? She's on that Beverly Hills Housewives show now, which I've said before, I do not talk about these programs because these ladies are insufferable and get on my nerves. But this story is too good to pass up, because what was I begging for a couple of days, few like episodes ago? I was like, we need somebody celebrity-wise to start going nuts. Like, I need somebody to do something to make me want to start paying attention again to the world and everything that's out there. Well, lo and behold, guess what happens? Kim Richards don't goes and falls off the wagon. Now, I loved Kim Richards when I was a kid. She was on like Escape to Witch Mountain. In the 80s, she did one of my favorite movies from the 80s called Tough Turf. It starred her and James Spader and Robert Downey Jr. and probably a couple other few people. And I think it's still on Netflix. And it's one of those that I've been meaning to rewatch, but I haven't done it. But I remember it from when I was a kid. Like, she had this spiky hair on the top and then really long butt-length Crystal Gayle hair going down the back. And she would always crimp it and stuff. And she was, like, supposed to be from the wrong side of the tracks. And she hooks up with James Spader. And they, like, go and, like, crash, like, then crash like country club parties and things. It's like, it's good. It's good. It's called Tough Turf. T-U-F-F-T-U-T-U-R-F-F. Something like that. But Tough Turf. It's spelled funny if I remember right too. I don't know. Very 80s style. It's a very, very, very 80s movie. And it was supposed to be her comeback. She showed her titties in it. I remember being like shocked. Like, oh my God, those are fucking Escape from Witch Mountain titties right there. But yeah, so Kim Richards is one of my all-time favorite movies, right? So I have to like pay attention when I find out that not just a Hollywood hit gets thrown out of places on occasion, which actually I have not been thrown out of anywhere in a very long time, I will go on the record to say. And whenever I bring up a story of whenever I did, it's more as a cautionary tale because I want anybody out there listening in the land of the Hollywood hick to know that don't do that shit. Just shut the fuck up. Like, it's way easier to just smile and nod and like try not to cause trouble anymore. I'm not going to say you'll be successful, but at least try. Well, apparently what happened was our friend Miss Kim Richards of Beverly Hills of Housewife fame, like they're always showing her on there, and she is a straight up mess. A mess. I mean, this is like poster child for child actor who did not grow up with, like, it's like, and you know, she's like related to the Hiltons, like she's Paris Hilton's aunt or some shit like that. But what happened was, apparently, she was at the Beverly Hills Hotel the other day, right? And I love it. This comes from People Magazine, where I'm reading this right now. But apparently, in the hours leading up to her arrest for public intoxication, trespassing, and more, a source told the Beverly Hills from the Beverly Hills Hilton, who was there, I reckon. Oh, at the Beverly Hills. I was thinking it was the Beverly Hills Hotel, but it's the Beverly Hilton Hotel. See, because she's related to them Hilton, so she would go do her debauchery at the Hilton Hotel, thinking she'd get away with some shit, but apparently she did not. But she's a frequent guest there at, now, okay, this says, okay, people, your story is not, because you say in one point Beverly Hilton Hotel, and then in the next one you say Beverly Hills Hotel. So which one is it? I think I to remember it was Beverly Hills Hotel. Here, you know what? We're going to clear this up because the People Magazine people are contradicting their ass, right? So, yes, she was arrested in Beverly Hills. Okay, let's see what the TMZ said. I got to click on this and see if my computer works in any kind of like timely fashion here on the Hollywood Hick. It holds me back, y'all. It holds my ass back. But apparently, according to the TMZ, she went on a drunken rampage and kicked a police officer. She'd been hanging out inside the famous Polo Lounge at the Hollywood Hotel. Not the Hollywood Hotel. That's where I go to stupid open mic sometimes. The Beverly Hills Hotel, like the fancy one, up on Sunset, where everybody who goes, I don't go there because I can't afford it. Although it does have a fucking kick-ass, fabulous little coffee shop that is relatively affordable, and they give you coffee in fancy china, but like there's only like so many seats because it's just this little teeny counter, but you get old school sassy service from like a chick who has worked that coffee shop forever and probably seen more shit than anybody you would ever talk to, right? But apparently she fell off the wagon, did all of this, so she's up in the Polo Lounge at the Beverly Hills Hotel, People Magazine, not Beverly Hilton Hotel, People Magazine, contradicting yourself from one paragraph to the next. You need to hire a straight up proofreader. Hell, if my dumb redneck ass can notice that shit within like 3 seconds, not even that long, I read him, I was like, you're not making sense, people. Then people, y'all need to get your act together, okay? Y'all could work for KTLA website out here in Los Angeles, because I don't know if y'all ever, I mean, do y'all ever look at local news things? Like, I turned off my regular TV, right? I'm going to go on a freaking tangent, but who gives a shit? So I turned off my regular TV, so I don't have the, like, local news. I used to listen to the local news in the morning to see what was going on, left it on, like, the radio. And I'd listen to this channel out here, number 5, the KTLA, right? And because it's a little bit more lighthearted. Actually, they're a bunch of freaking idiots. But I did find them funny on occasion. So I would usually look at the KTLA website if I wanted to see what was going on locally. And then the second reason I looked at it is because the KTLA website is written by fucking third graders. I don't know where they get these people. It is filled with the most freaking typos. Like, just shit doesn't make sense. They contradict themselves. It's like so poorly written, and it's supposed to be like one of the big news stations in one of the biggest cities in the world, the like entertainment capital of the world, and they cannot get their shit together ever. You're looking, like, I think they quit putting up comments for the simple fact that people are always like, yo, dude, could you at least hire a proofreader or an editor or somebody, have somebody overlook this before you hit submit, because y'all look like straight up mouth breathing morons. So I'm assuming that maybe in your town that you live in, if you're not living out here in Los Angeles, you probably have the same thing. But if you have a KTLA, I advise reading that one, because you will feel so much better about yourself by the end of it, because you read so many mistakes and you're like, oh my God, I like to think I would not have made those same mistakes. So I leave there feeling like that's a win-win, right? So, but back to Miss Kim Richards, bitch went nuts. She apparently was like drunker than Cootie Brown, and locked herself up in the bathroom because they had asked her to leave, and she was like, nah. She had had all these bars of drinks at the bar. She was flipping out, locked herself up in the bathroom. She had to be gently removed from the bar so as not to embarrass her. She was having none of it when they tried to take her from the bar. That's when she went into the bathroom. She was out of control, and they had no choice but to call the police. So the police get there. She's locked up in the bathroom. They have to remove her from it. She pitches a fit because she went straight up cuckoo bananas nuts. Guess what happens? They take you to jail. But at least you go to Beverly Hills jail, which is way better than regular LA jail, because you know Beverly Hills is right in the smack middle of Los Angeles, for those who don't know, but it's its own city, so it has its own jail. When I went to jail one time, I don't even know why I keep telling my jail stories, but I did. I got put in West Hollywood jail one time because I had caused a little bit of trouble. And so before I could get out, because the computer system had crashed, and everybody, I should have just gone in, signed the paperwork, and left. But the computer system crashed, so I was there for 2 days, right? So I'm in there for 2 days. They're about to do an open house. Who knew they'd do open houses at jail? But apparently they do in West Hollywood way back in the day, many years ago. I preface this, many fucking years ago, y'all. The Hollywood hick is reformed. But, back then, but they were going to do some open house. And as I was in the process of getting transferred over to the Beverly Hills courthouse, yes, that's the whole point. Only the Hollywood hick would be moving up in the world from one jail to the other. Like, that's the kind of luck I have. But it's nuts. But in the process of that, I got bailed the fuck out and everything ended up okay. Well, whatever. Everything ended up as good as it could. But so, Ken Richards ends up at the Beverly Hills Police Department, and they're actually very nice at the Beverly Hills Police Department, because they towed my car one time too from Beverly Hills way back in the days when I had this piece of shit Nissan, and I never got North Carolina plates taken off of it because it was so much cheaper to keep it registered in North Carolina, so I did it as long as I could, and then I forgot to register it because I never got the piece of mail and my mama didn't send it to me or some shit like that. I don't know, but my registration was way expired. They looked it up and they were like, oh hell to the no, this bitch been living here too long, towed my shit, thought it got stole. And then plus I was thinking, who wants my piece of shit Nissan but parts? That's what I started thinking, parts. So I go into, because it got stole from the library, and the police station is right next door, so I just walked right next door. I was like, somebody stole my car from your parking lot, and they're like, no it didn't, it got towed because you're a degenerate who did not register in California. And then I had to spend a fortune, all the Hollywood Hicks money back in those days, to get my car out of hock, and it was a piece of shit. Every time I look back on it, it's like I should have just left it there and got another piece of shit and just moved on with my life, but I wasn't that smart back then. But apparently, okay, so Miss Kim Richards, was apparently displaying symptoms of alcohol intoxication, including slurred speech and belligerent, insolent behavior, cursing at the officers, and passively resisting arrest at the Beverly Hills Police Department. And at some point, apparently, she kicked one of them, and I'm hoping like in the shin, some shit like that, just so it's just dramatical. But she's been a mess, apparently been showing up late for events and gatherings and acting all kind of bizarre and all of that. So, you know, she's all kind of embarrassed, poor little Miss Kim Richards, because she's like had a fall from grace. But then come to find out, like, now all the like, okay, this is why I did what I did, because apparently, and because I don't watch the Beverly Hills Housewives show, I don't watch any of them Housewives shows. The only wives show I watch is Mob Wives, because those bitches won't play, and there ain't nary a Bravo wife that could take a Mob Wife. If there was ever a, like, if you put every Bravo, Atlanta, New Jersey, Beverly Hills, Orange County, all them ladies into one group, and then you put those five or six Mob Wives in the other group and said, have at it, ladies, let's see who's the last one standing, you're gonna have five Mob Wives still standing, and ain't nary a Bravo housewife gonna be left. That's just how that would work, because those bitches would not play there, and they would all probably be bald, because those bitches love to snatch some hair. They do. And by the way, Big Ange, our beloved Big Ange from the Mob Wives, had throat surgery, had a grapefruit sized what you call it tumor took out of her throat, and her lymph nodes on one side. Apparently they're going in back in for the others later, but apparently she's doing very well. And so everybody, your good energies that you sent in that direction of my favorite Miss Big Ange seems to be working, so keep sending your good energies, Big Ange, y'all. She's my favorite wife, her and Drita, because they don't fucking play, and Big Ange is always the nicest one. And until I found out that she got ousted from her bar Drunken Monkey, so I cannot now scratch off one of my bucket list items, which was to end up in Staten Island drinking and having a grand old party at the Drunken Monkey while Big Ange slung drinks in my direction. Oh, this just makes me so sad. I got to keep talking about Kim Richards. Okay, so now the blame game is starting. So Kim Richards is saying, apparently, you know how they do those reunion episodes, right, on the the Housewives shows and all those. They did it on Mob Wives. That was hosted by Vivica A. Fox, by the way. Do not ever let Vivica Fox host shit. She was the worst host ever in the history of hosts. Like, everything sounded like she was reading it. She tried to feign like she cared. At one point, she tried to cry and say, "You ladies are breaking my heart." And it was all so fake. How that bitch ever got to where she is beyond me. Because she was really pretty when she was younger, but now she just looks kind of cray. And that's just a Hollywood Hicks opinion. I am just saying is all. But, okay, so this is what happened. So now they're saying that Kim Richards has, like, fallen off the wagon when apparently all those ladies were all like, yo, dude, you were acting a fool, and we think you're not following your rehab programs or whatever the hell she's supposed to be doing, right? Well, now she's saying that part of her reason is she's had a lot of stress, which, again, the Hollywood Hick likes to drink. I make no pretenses that I like to drink. I even admitted straight up at the top of this show, the Hollywood Hick fucked up live tweeting at the Barry Manilow show because he drank too much and was having too much fun, and his brain wouldn't work properly, and he couldn't remember shit. Like, I would honestly have an hysterical tweet in my head and could not remember it 3 seconds later. Like, I would type, "Yo, mother truckers," and then I'll be like, "What the fuck was I gonna say? I can't remember," because fucking Lisa had probably said something to me too to, like, distract me, and then I'm like, "Ah!" Even though I'd tell her not to do it. It's driving me fucking nuts. Okay, whatever. Kim Richards. See, I keep digressing because I was all pissed off. The next day I was like, "Oh my God, look at this." I think one tweet really was just emoticons, and it was just, I was like, because those are the only buttons I can find. Like, that's just embarrassing. But, Kim Richards is saying that the reason is because she's got all kinds of stress and everything that she's got to cope, and so she fell off the wagon, which I get it. But I hate people who just always, "It's somebody else's fault. It's this fault." No, just like, honestly, be like, dude, I fucked up. I got drunker than Cootie Brown. They tried to tell me to stop. I did not want to. I got belligerent, kicked a cop, and ended up behind bars. Clank, clank. That's how that shit goes down, right? Well, apparently, because her ex-husband, Monty, who she still lives with, he's dying of stage 4 cancer. That is very sad. I feel bad. I lost my mother to cancer, so I completely sympathize. And it did drive me to drink. And actually, yes, actually, okay, now I'm starting to sympathize with Miss Kim Richards, because actually, now come to think of it, the last bar I was kicked out of was right after my mother passed away, because I might have been a little bit on the sensitive side, and when some snaggletooth freaking cocktail waitress from some podunk bar in North Carolina tried to get sassy and make a home meal comment, I might have at some point referred to her as a snaggletooth, "See you next Tuesday," and then get ejected, and I was not very happy about it. I probably would have kicked a cop in the shins myself, but whatever. Okay, so now that actually reminded me of the last time the Hollywood Hick got kicked out of something. And I think now I'm starting to sympathize, because I always was like, I am justified. I was in mourning, and that bitch came and fucking got my face and tried to, like, gay bash me, and I wasn't going to have it. And, of course, she waited, too, until my brother had, like, gone to the bathroom, so it would just be me by myself, thinking she could, like, take me. And she didn't realize that she had encountered one very inebriated and sassy homo, because I remember we had a war of words, and she was, like, sitting there looking like, "Oh, my God, what have I started?" And then she said something really horrible, nasty, and called me a faggot or some shit like that. And that's when I was like, "Listen here, you snaggled tooth C-word." I ain't going to say it. Okay, so there's any ladies out there, I know you hate it, but that word wouldn't exist if people like that snaggled tooth bitch didn't exist. I'm just saying as all. But what happened? Also, what happened was, her son Chad was released from UCLA Medical Center just hours before the meltdown. Doesn't say what happened. I hope the kid's okay. She's under financial stress. Like, don't those housewives make, like, a shit ton of freaking money? How is she under financial stress? These people just need to learn how to manage a dollar, for God's sakes. Like, I don't make a whole hell of a lot of money, but I'm, like, do okay. My bills are paid. I keep my shit together. But damn, it's like, quit trying to live above your means. And also, Kim Richards, quit with that fake ass smile. Look at her up on Google. Like, every picture is just this fake ass horrible smile. It's like, girl, you need to just freaking be natural and lose. Everything looks so fake and horrible, and she just looks like she's, like, just scared at every moment, like, always scared, which she probably is. But also, apparently, the stress of planning her daughter Brooke's wedding is making her want to drink, too. Like, why do ladies go freaking so nuts over a wedding to where they drive everyone crazy around them? Like, just calm down. the hell down. Like, I've seen more people, women, just get everything in such knots and disarray on account of a freaking wedding. When it's like, it should be a fun, enjoyable experience. Ain't nothing ever going to all go right. So you just need to calm down. I know it's your big day and it's all of that kind of stuff. But you know what? You will enjoy it so much more if you don't let yourself get so caught up in everything being all such a way. Just have some fucking fun. Just be like, I want my friends and family here, and whatever happens is what happens, and we're going to have a good time. That's all you got to do. Just have a good mother trucking time. But apparently, the real trigger that, according to the TMZ, they were told that earlier in the evening, Kim went to Brooke's house, the daughter who's getting married, and where they watched the three-part reunion to the Beverly Hills Housewives program, and Kim had put it off because it was too upsetting, but she had to binge watch it in order to fulfill her obligation to blog about the shit. I guess they all have to have blogs too to talk about how they feel about things, and reliving that is what crushed her, because apparently a bunch of them were like going after her ass, where according to this, I don't even know why I'm saying this, but according to this, she was deeply upset over Lisa Vanderpump's. I can't stand that woman, and she has this bar over in West Hollywood that the homos just go ape shit over, and it's the most gaudy, tacky place ever, and the food is horrible. Horrible. So horrible. I don't know why anybody wastes their money up in there, and the cocktails are not good and overpriced. Two things I hate: not good and overpriced. That shit pisses me off. And apparently, Lisa Rinna, who's the one that's married to that Hamley Hamlin, she used to be Harry Hamlin off of L.A. Law. He's done a bunch of other stuff. She's the dude who was in Clash of the Titans, the first one. The first one, Achilles. I think he played Achilles, or fuck, I forget which one he played, but one of them mythology people. And apparently my mythology knowledge is not as good as I thought it was anyway, because I got fucking called out by an 8-year-old little girl the other day who corrected me when I was using the Xena the Warrior Princess world of mythology to explain something, and she totally was like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, old man. And I got schooled by an 8-year-old child. Yeah, that's the life the Hollywood hick leads, y'all. That is what I get to look forward to every day. But also what happened was, Kim believes that Vanderpump chick with the horrible food and the like bad restaurant had intentionally driven a wedge betwixt her and her sister Kyle. And on the show, Vanderpump's urged them to reconcile, but Kim says off camera, Vanderpump's told Kyle that Kim didn't want to be at Brooke's wedding, which infuriated Kyle and deeply hurt Kim. It's like, oh my God, the fabricated drama in this shit is just nuts. Like, I'm looking at a picture of her, like, this is the thing. Like, she always just was like, I'm forcing happiness when really all I'm doing is crying on the inside. It's really kind of sad. Like, you were a huge child star, and you are the poster child for what not to be on the flip side. You were on Escape to Witch Mountain. You were in Tough Turf. Tough Turf, an awesome freaking movie. But apparently, the cumulative stress was too much for Miss Kim to bear, and we're told she left Brooke's house and ended up at the Polo Lounge at the Beverly Hills Hotel, People Magazine. The Beverly Hills Hotel, not the Beverly Hilton, and then change it to Beverly Hills Hotel. People Magazine, get your shit straight. I'm going to be calling y'all shit out on that all day now. But, and it's unclear if okay, I love this line. It's unclear what if anything she drank there. Like, they don't know. But apparently, other things said, like, people were buying her drinks. So, but Kim has told friends that a group of people at a table invited her to sit around one. Oh, this all happened in the wee hours of the morning. You know, she'd been drinking all mother trucking day. But the maitre d' wasn't happening and ordered Kim out. And the hotel people say Kim got belligerent, wouldn't leave the restaurant, ended up in the bathroom where cops dragged her out. Like I said earlier, she was booked for public drunk, resisting arrest, trespass, and battery on a cop. So there you have it. Kim Richards, messy McMessalot extraordinaire. Good Lord, does she make me feel better about myself, because I ain't been kicked out of anywhere in like a couple of years. And the last one, I still don't even count, because that bitch was being, I was being gay bashed. Why? I don't understand how, when you are being gay bashed, that you end up the bad guy just because you defend yourself. But that's what happens, because that is also how I got ejected from a Britney Spears concert, and I do not have time to go into that story. But one day, I will tell the story of how the Hollywood hick got thrown the fuck out of a Britney Spears concert because he was gay. Now, I know you're going to say to yourself when you hear that, like, who the hell gets thrown out of Britney Spears for being gay? Like, weren't there a shit ton of gay people? Yes, but apparently the people sitting behind me, and this is all I'm going to say on it, thought they were going to show up to a Britney Spears concert with no homos and a bunch of people who were going to sit down through the entire program. Guess what happened? A fight ensued. And I did not even start it. I just got thrown the... whatever. I don't want to get in that, because I'll get all upset. All kind of upset. But Kim Richards is not the only superstar being thrown up in the pokey, because we still got the continuing saga of our buddy Mr. Suge Knight, because this shit is just getting soap opera crazy. I love it. I love it. Like, finally, some things are happening in the world that's worth talking about here on the Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving Network at www.crabdiving.com/listen if you want to hear it when it's happening. And that would be 7 on the 7th West Coast, on the 10th East Coast, everywhere else in the world. Do the maths, okay? But apparently, this Suge Knight shit is just getting thicker and thicker, right? Because the latest development is they took him in to do, I guess, the pre-trial shit. Now, I may not get all the particulars right, but I'll get the gist of it, right? And I ain't no goddamn lawyer, so don't expect me to say everything exactly so. And I'm also reading it right here. Right now, I'm checking off with a page 6. They usually give me some good news on these sort of things. But what happened was they put on the stand that dude that he runned over, not the one he killed, because he couldn't be put on the stand, but the one that he runned over, like, broke both his legs, fucked him up good, right? That Cleabone Sloan dude. What happened was, okay, so basically, prosecutors have the surviving witness, they have the video, and the mogul running over two men, and then they also have Knight's history of violence and intimidation, which goes on for frickin' ever, right? But the judge ordered Knight to stand trial, showed, like, the apparently the prosecutors are going to have a harder road than, like, we originally thought, because the dude, Cleabone Sloan, was like, I ain't saying shit because I don't want to be labeled a snitch, which to me, the Hollywood Hick here in Hollywood, California, just spitting distance from the most famous intersection in all the world, Hollywood and Vine. I think I forgot to throw that up front, so that's why I'm saying it again now. But it's like, to me, it's like, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to snitch. Now, to me, that means I'm not saying anything because otherwise, I'm a snitch, because the only thing I could say is this dude did what y'all are thinking he did. So the simple fact of saying I don't want to snitch, and I'm doing my air quotes around snitch, that just implies guilt to my ass. That just implies some straight up guilt. And come to think of it, too, like, I'm reading this whole thing, this Cleabone Sloan dude, he was not completely innocent. Like, he did sort of start some of this shit, but he ain't the one that ended up killing somebody. So that's where the end lies, the difference twixt the two. You know what I'm talking about, y'all? But what happened was, experts say the witness issues are common in prosecutions involving gang members. This Cleabone Sloan dude, who survived being run over, is a former gang member, and Knight has ties to the mob Piru Bloods, a gang that helped him maintain a fearsome image during the heyday of Death Row Records, right? So Sloan made it clear that he is a reluctant witness, and Knight's offense attorney used the video to show that several men with gang affiliations who were hired by Sloan to work on the film Straight Outta Compton. Like, I love this. Like, I thought on movie sets they were always worried about insurance and shit, but apparently this one they did not, because it was like, nah, we'll just use a whole bunch of known gang members as our, like, security and people around. Like, that just seems like a recipe for trouble. That's where these people are today, right? One's dead, one's been fucked the hell up, run over with an SUV, and Suge's big fat ass is still sitting in jail, right? But apparently this kind of behavior is completely par for the course for, like, gang members, right? In the large part, because testimony can mean physical harm or death for someone who is seen as a snitch, because that's how that shit works, right? But it's a very daunting situation to be confronted with, but usually they can overcome it, according to this, if they tell the jury, like, y'all realize the dude ain't talking on account of he's a gang member, and gang members do this, and that is why it's what it is, and I'm telling you the truths, y'all, so you're gonna have to listen to me and not this gang dude, right? But apparently now they're trying to say, like, the shit footage shows Knight's truck barreling over Carter. It offers limited view of the scene. And it's like they contend Sloan was carrying a gun and, like, somebody came over and picked it up. But others say that it was a walkie-talkie, which both sort of make sense, because if you're working on a film set, most of them have walkie-talkies. That's how they talk across the lot or across the set or whatever. But they basically say that they eliminated all the possibilities of what that is, aside from it maybe being a gun. But I call bullshit. I looked at that video. How about y'all sit me down? They wouldn't sit me down on that jury, because I would look and I'd be like, I saw the video. Guilty as charged. Guilty. G-U-I-L-T-Y. Guilty. 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 Mother trucking. Guilty. But this shit's just going fucking nuts, right? So the dude ain't talking because he doesn't want to be a snitch, which to me screams and screams and screams guilty. And if that dude had run me the fuck over, broke both my legs, because I think that's what happened. I'm trying to look on here and see if this article says exactly what happened. But he fucked him up, like popped some shit inside, broke both legs, did some other, like he was fucked up. That's, I mean, when you get run over with an SUV and then backed over again with the SUV, you are not going to be better for wear when that's over. You're going to be a little bit on the worser side, right? Well, then this is the thing that kills me. I don't know how many times this dude has done gone and got woozy up in court, but freaking Suge Knight gets called out of the courthouse again after this. So his bail got reduced from $25 million down to $10 million. The judge apparently second-guessed his decision. We done switched over to the TMZ for this little portion of the Suge Knight saga. But he lowered it to $10 million, which they think they can make. Like I hear the dude ain't got a freaking pot to piss in, and I'm still assuming that the same, like, this got to be clean money, no gang money, no robber money, no any of that bullshit. So you can't have that. So where is he going to come up? Like, basically, for a $10 million bail, he's got to basically give $1 million to a bail bondsman who will put up the rest. But you don't get that 10% back. I know that, because that's how that shit works. But they dropped one of the hit and run accounts, but it doesn't matter because he's still being charged with murder and attempted murder. But the thing that kills me is, again, so he goes to the courthouse. Every time he goes to the courthouse, the vapors or the wooziness comes up on him. So guess who got carted off to the hospital again after the hearing? Suge Mother Trucking Knight. How many times do you got to get carted off to the hospital with the vapors or whatever the hell? But this just says he was rushed to the hospital following the hearing for an unspecified emergency again. Again, I think it's feigning. I think he just doesn't want to go back to jail, and he thinks hospital is much more cush, because every time he's like, oh, I got the pains, I got the this, or I got the woozies, or I can't believe I got the vapors on account of I expected to get like no bail, and they threw me with $25 million worth of bail, and he collapsed like a freaking soap opera. That's why this shit is killing the Hollywood dick. He got the vapors and fainted. He's supposed to be this big, giant, tough guy, and they didn't even have to punch him. All they had to do was like tell him something he didn't want to hear, and he just saw, smash down to the ground. Cracks my ass up. So Suge, ain't looking good for you, but I guess it's looking a little bit better, maybe. But I just, like, if I was on that jury, I'd be like, Cleabone Sloan ain't talking on account of he knows he's going to get fucked up on the flip side if he does. But his not talking means guilty to me. Just exactly that. And that's all I have to say about that. So what the hell else were we going to talk about? Oh, this story. I want to touch on this because I just saw this right before I was getting ready to record this here Hollywood Hick program on the Crab Diving Network today, www.crabdiving.com. But okay, this I don't get. People need to freaking stop with the instant offended outrage over every little stupid thing in the world. And in this instance, ladies, I'm looking at you, okay? Not always, but in this one, okay? Apparently, this Michael Bublé, I think that's how you say it. Whatever, he's that singer dude, piano player, does like standards, got a very Sinatra thing going on. Very good singer. And he's actually a little bit cute too, right? Well, he put up an Instagram picture the other day that basically he was like, that his girlfriend I took, or wife, or whoever, I don't know, whoever the hell Lou is, but apparently he took it, like, he's like getting coffee or something somewhere, and there's a chick standing at the counter ordering, and half her ass is hanging out the bottom of her shorts, right? Okay, so all kind of booty is hanging out the bottom. So he put up a Instagram picture that says there was something about this photo Lou took that seemed worthy of Instagram. And then he won a hashtag nuts, going like hashtag my humps, hashtag tag baby got back, hashtag hungry shorts, hashtag only in Miami, hashtag pick of the day, hashtag beautiful bump. Like, he's just like hashtagging this, because if you look at the picture, half the girl's ass is hanging out the bottom. Well, guess what happened? All these Bublé followers got all kind of pissed off apparently, and were like, I can't believe you're saying that, you're disgusting. Okay, let me just read you a few of them. These are some of the tweets from Slytherin BB, whoever fucking this is. Like, people and their stupid names anyway. Like, if you're going to do this, it's like, you're just, okay, you don't even have the balls to do this under your real name, but you have balls, like, the anonymity lets you say whatever you want. Just because someone has their hot booty hanging out does not give you any right to take pictures of it and make fun of her. Damn. I beg to differ on that one, y'all. The Hollywood hick is going to go on the record right now and say, I beg to differ. It works for men and it works for women. You got your shit hanging out in public. That gives me every right to look at it. And even though Dolly Parton tells me not to judge because I'm already sinning, I'm not as good a person as Dolly Parton. And I will never be as good a person as Dolly Parton. So guess what? I'm going to see that and be like, oh, my sweet Jesus Lord, check out that ass hanging out the bottom. And I might comment on it, a la Michael Bublé. He didn't do anything wrong. Everybody just gets butthurt over everything. And in this instance, butthurt is even more appropriate because you're all hurt over some chick. And at least they had the decency to just take it from the back. Nobody knows who this girl is. There's no way to tell who this girl is. It's never going to know who this girl is unless maybe one of her friends recognizes her or some shit like that. But then if she does and outs her, that's on the friend. Michael Bublé just has a picture of her ass over his shoulder hanging out the bottom of her shorts. Okay, then there's another. The people making excuses for Michael Bublé make me want to vomit and move to another planet. This comes from Vazi. Like, no, Vazi. That's her name. Like, nobody even knows who you are. Nobody even cares. I'm making excuses for Michael Bublé because you are probably some kind of chick who's going to get offended at every fucking thing that ever comes across your plate. Always. You're just always going to be offended. Another one. Probe Waster. Like, nobody even has a real fucking... And this is a dude. What a punk ass. He's like, Michael Bublé, you're disgusting. No, it's not disgusting. It's not... He was just making a joke about some chick whose ass was hanging out in public. I don't think... If they was in somebody's home, whatever, then I can maybe see you have a point. But if you're walking around public and half your ass is hanging out, I'm going to assume you want me to look. And also... I'm just saying, and I know the ladies get all upset with this shit, and they get upset about catcalling and all that, fine. But if you've also got... a lot of titty hanging out, like a lot of cleavage and a lot of boobage. I am sorry, but according to me, you want me to check it out. That's the whole point. It's like, don't objectify me. Yeah, I'm not objectifying you. I'm merely looking at what you intended for me to look at by having it out on display. If you don't want me to look at your titties, then cover them up. I'm still going to probably try to catch a glimpse, but I'm not going to be quite as obvious about it. But if you've got a shit ton of cleavage and your titties are cinched up to your chin, yes, I'm going to look, and I might even point, and I might even want to take a picture, because guess what? That's what people want to see. You are drawing attention to yourself, which means you're going to get that. Now, it doesn't mean anybody should go in for a grab, but if I want to look at them and you're walking down the street, I might even try to snap a picture of your titties. Sorry, that's just the way it is. I don't care. Another one. So what else does somebody get all upset with? It's like some chick named Lauren Simmons. At least she used a real name. She's like, at Michael Bublé, hi, this is shamey and not very nice. Now, it's not that it's not shit, it's shamey. It's like, and another one is like, let's humiliate a stranger. Nobody got humiliated because nobody knows who she is. It's from the back people. They're like, stay classy. You know what? Everybody needs to quit being so butthurt over everything all the freaking time. People get so upset. Like, if you're argument is only that you're offended, then you have no argument. Somebody told me that a while back, and it really stuck with me. It's like, if that is your only argument is you're offended, then you have no argument. But then another one's like unfollow. Good. Like, he needs, like that's gonna make a difference. Another chick, one tired mama who won't admit to who she is. I used to like you, but I don't anymore. Lost all respect. Hashtag disgusting. Well, you know what? I'm team Bublé on this one. I'm completely team Bublé because it's bullshit. It's complete bullshit. And wait a minute. I think there was he came back and like made a statement about it because I think it was, if I can find it, I think it was over here on the delisted website, which I highly recommend everybody because the dude who writes it is straight up hysterical. Yep, I remembered. I saw it here. So he put the tweet and this is Michael Bublé's response to these people who are all butthurt over the fact that this chick's ass is hanging out and he decided that, like, maybe somebody should point this out. So, and a cautionary tale, ladies, if your ass is hanging out the bottom of your shorts, like where I can see crease of your ass below where your shorts cover your ass, then you want me to look. I 100% believe that you do not leave the house looking like that unless you want somebody to check that shit out. That's just how it works. Titties, ass, dudes do the same thing. I'm a homo. Homos do that shit all the time. And some of them get just as offended, and I don't understand it. If you're going to be wearing the tightest pants in the history of the world where I can see the outline of your pecker, then that means you want me to look at your pecker in some way. Because I've worn those britches, and you know what I wanted people to do? Check out my pecker, because I was on the prowl. That's how that works. I just don't get it. But Michael Bublé, I like even better now because he took the high road on this, but he didn't say fuck you, but he kind of says fuck you in this thing. His reply is, he's like, I do not court controversy, but I realize that a photo that was meant to be complimentary and lighthearted has turned into a questionable issue. It hurts me deeply that anyone would think that I would disrespect women or be insulting to any human being. I regret that there are people out there who found the photo offensive. That was not and is not my intention, because people are too fucking easily offended these days. Like, calm the hell down. Just calm the fuck down. I'm saying that as I'm like ranting, but you get my point, right? And he goes on, women are to be celebrated, loved, respected, honored, and revered. I've spent my life believing that and will continue to do so. And I hope he said that with a middle finger up to the air the entire time when he said it, because it's bullshit. Do not put your ass out or your titties out or like walk around with the world's most enormous camel toe or a giant freaking man toe and like deep V's on everything and then get offended when somebody wants to like kind of check it out. That's just, then don't leave the house looking that way. Do not leave the house looking that way. And fuck you ladies in your freaking yoga pants too, because you know what? I go to yoga and I'm behind ladies in their yoga pants. And if I was a straight dude, I don't know how I would get through yoga without pitching a tent in Africa, because every time y'all bend over, you can see straight through them things. I have seen more lady ass in the downward dog pose due to the fact of yoga pants than any homo should ever have to witness is in his entire life. I'm just saying is all. So if you don't want the attention, you might want to do a mirror check on the way out the house. And just don't check the front, because if you are given some serious butt cleavage where I can see crease of your ass hanging out the bottom of your Daisy Dukes, I'm gonna take notice, okay? That's just coming from the Hollywood hick who is a gay man, and he's on the straight men's side on this one. I'm just saying is all. So Michael Bublé, don't listen to these haters. They're going to forget it in a short minute anyway, because people like this have such a short attention span anyway. It's like a goldfish. One trip around the tank and they're already back to the beginning like nothing ever happened. So, yeah, that's my take on that story. I'm going to move on to something else. What the hell's fine? Oh, ladies are fighting back a little bit. I saw a thing where my girl Brittany, because, you know, she is one of my favorite guilty pleasures ever in the history of ever, Brittany. But apparently some dude called her like a fat bitch, yelled it out at her show, and she took it upon herself to say, like, yo, mother trucker, no fucking asshole. She called him a fucking asshole, which proves that her microphone actually is on at her shows. And so I'm giving Brittany her props. Like, that's an instance of where a dude's trying to shame somebody for just being an asshole. But if it was Michael Bublé in an Instagram picture and you're upset about that, you need to like reassess your outrage, because that's just some straight up bullshit. I'm just saying is all. So what else is happening in the world? And apparently men are not the only ones who are awful, hateful, horrible people sometimes. I'm just saying is all, because y'all see that story about what's her name? This chick off of ESPN, apparently fat shaming, what's her name, Britt McHenry, that's her name. She went on the she was I guess her car got towed away somewhere in Arizona, and she was pissed the hell off about it, like all kind of straight up pissed off about it, right? And so she had to go pick up her car at the impound lot, and apparently she got a little bit on the sassy side while she was there, and now she got like suspended by the ESPN for a week. She only got suspended for a week, but apparently she was like making fat shaming the chick, talking about how she ain't got no teeth, and the Hollywood hick is gonna stall while he tries to find the article that has some of the shit she said, because I was gonna put it on here on the put on the clip of her doing it, but it's kind of uneventful. It really was kind of uneventful, because it just really wasn't. It's just like what, because it's actually kind of quiet. She doesn't yell it. It just wasn't as dramatical or whatever. It's just sort of what she said was like awful, was pretty freaking awful. But damn, why can't I find what she said? Like, usually my D-listed dude will like link me to this freaking story before where I think he like put out in words everything. Okay, wait, we're just gonna scroll through. Oh, did y'all see where Kate Majors, you know who she is, Lindsay Lohan's daddy's new baby mama slash wife or whatever, I think they have two kids or something, bitch got arrested again for fighting with Lindsay Lohan's daddy Michael, and she has got the saddest mugshot you've ever seen. She's just like, oh, so defeated. She came home drunker and Cootie Brown, started beating and scratching on him. He called the cops, of course, and trying to pull it, play like, oh, he's the victim, like whatever. I'm sure he did something to sort of like not help that situation. But okay, here we go. I think this is it. Oh, fuck no. Why don't you give me a link to this Britt McHenry freaking chick? But whatever. She said horrible things. She shamed the girl for being fat. She shamed the girl for not having teeth. Told her she had no education, that she was never going to be as good as her, that she was on TV, all this other stuff. And yeah, so she made a complete ass out of herself. So what happened was, and ESPN was like, fuck you, hell to the no. But you know what? Nobody knew who this chick was before, and now they know who she is. So it's probably going to work in her favor, kind of like freaking Bill O'Reilly shit. When he starts spouting off all his nonsense, they just drawn to him. Like, all these people are drawn to him. They're like, there's whatever. But yeah, so then she made an apology. She was like, in an intense and stressful moment, I allowed my emotions to get the best of me and said some insulting and regrettable things. Yeah, you did. Oh, here's some of the things. She's like, do you know who I am? Oh my fuck, you're Britney. Oh no, that's his, like, but she's like, I'm on the news, sweetheart. That was one of the things she said. Oh my God, you report freaking like sports, and that's not the news. That's not the news. That's sports. But apparently she's like, she said some insulting and regrettable things. As frustrated as I was, I should always choose to be respectful and take the high road. I am so sorry for my actions and will learn from my mistake. Like, you, yeah, you will. I guarantee you learn from this one, because now everybody knows that you're a freaking straight up stone cold bitch. And apparently too, she was like bitching about how like they shouldn't have towed her car, but she parked at this restaurant, which she did eat at, but then she left, went to some bar, something across the street, which is a no-no. You can only park there while you're dining at the establishment. So the place had closed down. A couple hours after it had closed, she comes to get her car, and it's gone, because there's probably a sign right there that says, you leave your shit in this parking lot, it's going to get towed. And then she tried to tell him how it's like, whatever, dumbass. So Britt McHenry is a straight-up mother trucking dumbass. Dumbass, 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 dumbass. Ass. Okay, so what else are we gonna talk about? I don't even want to talk about these horrible people anymore. These horrible, awful, hateful people. What else is going on in the world? Oh, Dennis Quaid. We were talking about that last time on the Hollywood Hick here, because I was like, I choose to believe this. Well, I choose to be wrong, is what the Hollywood Hick chose to be. Because apparently it was not Jimmy Kimmel, as people had thought, that big old tirade that Dennis Quaid went on, which was really pretty freaking hysterical, where he called somebody like dopey fuckhead or something, and he like ends it with blow me and slams the door. I fucking love that shit so much. But apparently that was a funnier die stunt that we all got taken in by, or taken in, but taken in. The Hollywood Hick cannot talk sometimes. Taken in by, and now that's what it is. So we got taken by Dennis Quaid. And I had heard that he's like one of the most super nice guys in Hollywood. So I was kind of surprised when I saw that. But even super nice people have their freaking limits. Thus the Hollywood Hick. Because I will be your nicest and bestest friend, and then all of a sudden you might do something to piss me the fuck off, and I've had it for the last time. And then cue blackout rage, and I don't know what I say or do, and I go crazy like Dennis Quaid in that video and yell horrible, awful, hateful things. So I try not to do that anymore, because it's just not productive. It's just not productive. So what else is going on in the world? I got stories written down here, but like, oh, people are giving my freaking man Tim McGraw shit, y'all. Do you know how much I love me some Tim McGraw? He is one of my very favorite country music singing sensations, right? And apparently, he had agreed to be the headliner for a benefit show for the community of Sandy Hook, where that kid shot up like all the children in the school. Remember that? Well, apparently people got all butthurt over it, especially the National Rifle Association people, Wayne LaPierre's people, which cracks me the fuck up, y'all. That kills me. The dude with the gayest name ever, Wayne LaPierre, is the head of the National Rifle Association and could not hate a homo more. He could totally not hate a homo more. But apparently people are giving him shit for doing that. And he also had another dude on there with him, like, was going to open up for him, this guy named Billy Currington. He's a country music singer, and I'm one of my least favorites, to be quite honest, and I'll tell you exactly what. One, I think his songs are horrible and really cheesy, and he's just not my favorite. I think he's had one song that I found halfway listenable. But the other reason I can't, like, pay attention to Billy Currington is because his eyes are so close together, they almost touch each other, and that, to me, is a sign of psycho killer. I've said it before, but I do not date anyone with really close-set eyes, because that means you have potential for psycho killer. And this Billy Currington dude has eyes that pretty much touch each other like Ryan Gosling, which means he has straight up got stone cold, more possible than not, serial killer tendencies. And I would be like, good riddance, Billy Currington. We don't need serial killers at an event to try to raise money and awareness for the people who were part of a mass shooting. So yeah, but I love my Tim McGraw, and this is why, because he came out and he was like, look, I support you, your gun rights, but I also, this is this quote, where did he go? McGraw said in a statement, actually I'll read it instead of try to paraphrase and act like this way I actually know what I'm talking about. But, that Billy Currington said, I've never been one to take on controversial issues. That means you're a pussy, Billy. That means you're a pussy, Billy. To get that? That means you're not just a psycho killer, but you're a pussy ass psycho killer. And that is some straight up nonsense. Untoward nonsense. So I'm never even care for you anyway, but we're broke the fuck up, Billy Currington. And if I never knew it before, I sure as hell know it now. Wasn't together, but if we was, we would be broke the fuck up with your close set psycho killer eyes. But my man Tim McGraw, who's like been working out and quit drinking and stuff, he's looking extra foxy these days. Goddamn, that Faith Hill stole my man. But Tim McGraw said in a statement to the Washington Post Thursday that he supports gun ownership, but it requires education and safety, and said the concert is intended to help the community. See, like, go and have a rational thought. Who figured? So screw you, Wayne LaPierre. I'm taking the Tim McGraw approach because I don't think people should have their guns stripped from them. But I do think there should be a mass amount of education and a mass amount of safety that is involved in this, that you just can't go willy-nilly buying guns, and any kind of regulations that we can put on there to make it a little bit less easy for people who shouldn't really have them in the first place. I'm down with that. And the best part of it is he's like schooling them because he's like, the concert isn't about guns. It's about community. You got your priorities out of whack, Busta. So step the fuck off. So he's still going to do it. So way to go, Tim McGraw. I knew I liked you for a reason. Got a level head. He obviously asked himself that morning, what would Dolly do? And you know what Dolly would do? She would say exactly what him. It ain't about the guns. It's about the community. How about you quit making it about you and your cause and actually think about the people whose lives were devastated because of all this untoward nonsense that went down in Sandy Hook when that kid took it upon himself to just murderate all those people. I'm just saying it's all. So, oh, hell, looky here. We only got a couple of few minutes left here, the Hollywood Hick. I was running my mouth. I didn't even realize how far along we were. I thought we was only like 20 minutes in. See, I enjoy hearing myself talk. The melodious tones falling out of the mouth of the Hollywood Hick. But got a couple other stories I wanted to like touch on. A couple of make yourself feel better about yourself stories today. The first of which comes to me by my good friends, Lisa and Jane. They are both listeners of the Hollywood Hick program, and they are two of my very dearest and oldest friends. Right, but they both sent me this same story because they knew that I would love it more than just about anything. And but apparently, what happened was there is a dude that where I gotta find the freaking story. Okay. Here it goes. I found it. So, okay, of course, this story comes to us from Florida and the land that makes the Hollywood Hick feel so much better about himself at every occasion. But the headline of the story is, Florida man tries to having sex with tree, attempts to stab officer with badge. And his mugshot, he is not having a good day. His hair is a mess, all dreadlocked, matted up. He's got black eye, beat the fuck up. But apparently what had happened was police say a Florida man was arrested last Friday after trying to have sex with a tree and assaulting an officer. WKMG, that's where I got this, the report. This is one my friend sent me. Reported that 41-year-old Kenneth Crowder has been charged with battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest with violence, and assault with a deadly weapon on a law enforcement officer. Crowder was seen by police running naked through a neighborhood. Now, you know why I say naked and not naked. Naked is, okay, this is the difference between naked and naked. And I think if the dude's name is Louis Grizzard, he was like this really funny Southern writer. And but I saw him on something one time and he explained the difference and it always stuck with me because it makes so much sense. Naked means you don't have any clothes on. Naked means you don't have any clothes on and you're up to something. So that always just made the difference between those make so much more sense. So this dude was obviously naked and not naked, but he was seen by police running naked through the neighborhood and yelling that he was God, according to the Melbourne Police Department. And then he was seen trying to have sex with a tree. Now, an officer confronted Crowder and tried using a taser on him. However, he removed the taser probes from his body and attacked the officer. The officer says that Crowder then stole his badge and tried using it and using its pin to stab him with it. That's what happened. That is when other officers arrived on the scene and helped subdue Crowder. They have a sneaky suspicion he might be on that shit called Flocka, which is like the new like bath salts drug that people are doing that's making them do shit to lose their mind. Because it's not technically illegal, if I understand it right, but it's not technically legal. I don't know. It's one of them gray area things where, like, it's just sort of hanging there, but people take it and go straight up mother trucking nuts, just like this Michael Crowder dude. Isn't that his name? Kenneth Crowder. He went and did over down there in Florida. So God bless Florida for making me feel better about myself all the time. Thank you, Florida. One of my favoriteest things ever in the history of the world is for y'all to make me feel so much better about myself. And like my friends Lisa and Jane, feel free to send me any stories that you want to hear the Hollywood Hicks take on or hear me talk about. You can send them to me on the Twitters at the HWood Hick. You can post them on my Facebook page, The Hollywood Hick, which I'm assuming is like facebook.com/The Hollywood Hick, but it's The Hollywood Hick. So you have to put the part on there. Put things on there. I'm posting stuff there all the time. Feel free to comment. Let me know what you think. If you don't like shit, then fuck off. Tell me anyway, and then I'll tell you to fuck off. It's more fun that way. But we're wrapping it up here at The Hollywood Hick. Feeling better about myself because I didn't try to fuck a tree and or to take flocka or run naked through the neighborhood. So I'm doing good right where I should be. This is the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And this here is the Hollywood Hick, Brent Paris, signing off, saying follow me on the Twitters at the HWood Hick. You can also follow me at Brent Paris, two R's in Paris. Follow my Facebook page, The Hollywood Hick. Listen to all the fancy ass programming here on the Crab Diving Network. And that'll do it for me. Till next time, mother truckers, doodle lamb, mother trucking do, y'all. I'll talk to y'all soon. Be good. Bye bye.
Lamb, two 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 lam